This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. Having a lot of fun today. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. I saw this story, and it said that the Clinton staffer, former Clinton staffer, William Cohen, defense secretary, says he's embarrassed to watch President Trump's cabinet praise him. He says, the president isn't acting very presidential by demanding that. Demanding it? He goes on to say this. It's embarrassing to watch. I look at that cabinet meeting where every official went around the circle praising the president as if he were a cult figure. So what did he do? Was it like Saddam Hussein? Did he hold a gun to their head? You praise me or else. No. They're praising him because it's mutual admiration. Like I said, anybody that practically that Donald Trump has picked would make a great commander-in-chief. I'm not saying I would vote for him. I'm just saying they're good people. There's not a person on Barack Obama's staff that I would trust with this government. Not one. But Donald Trump has people who are Democrats, who are accomplished people. I can't tell you I agree with everything, but I agree with their accomplishments, and I like his choices. I would prefer them over anybody I saw in the Obama administration. Anybody. Name me one competent person. Would you want Valerie Jarrett as president? Susan Rice. You obviously didn't want Hillary Clinton, right? You obviously didn't want John Kerry. They're two failed presidential candidates. And I could name others. But Donald Trump's named some people that you go, these are accomplished people. I don't know if they have aspirations to be president, but they'd be okay with me. But this guy, you know, what's so funny about what Bill Cohen is, William Cohen, he is jealous of this. The adoration is only supposed to be on one side. You can only have blind adoration for Barack Obama or for Bill Clinton or for some leftist, even Jimmy Carter, for goodness sake. That's the only place. You cannot say, you know what? That Donald Trump's a lot better than I thought he was going to be. If you were a never-Trumper or you were on the fence, then you're, oh, look at you with your blind adoration. I have a friend of mine. He's an independent. And you guys know my stance on Trump. He wasn't my first pick. I stayed out of the fray. I said, whoever gets the presidency, whoever it was, I'd support him. I hate to say it, if it had been Lindsey Graham, I'd support him. Would I support every single thing he does? Absolutely not. Lindsey Graham and I don't agree with that chick, okay? But I'd support her. So with Trump, I don't agree with everything he's done, but I'll tell you this, most of what he's done is practically rock star status. So do I agree with him? Abso-freaking-lutely I do. And I support him. But I call my buddy, his radio show, and he's like, oh, here's Kevin. He's dying in the world, Donald Trump. No, I'm not. If Donald Trump screws up, I promise you, I will let you know. But here's what I tell people. When they give a preliminary report, Donald Trump, he's backing off on the nuclear deal. That doesn't mean anything. That is as fake news as it comes. If Donald Trump says, yeah, we're going to relook at the nuclear deal, he's not telling you, I'm going to go crazy and do what the left wants me to do on it. He's telling you, I'm going to look at it. I'm going to look at it as to how it will best impact this country. And I'm going to make these people believe that they're getting a good deal. That's the job of a deal maker, is to finesse you. I talk about this all the time when I talk about salesmanship. The best sales guy will make you believe that it's your idea. So you come in to the store and he finds out about you. So, hey, what brings you in? Well, I'm just kind of looking around. You looking for anything in particular? He doesn't go, well, let me show you stereos if you're looking for a refrigerator. He goes, you looking for anything in particular? Yeah, I was thinking about, looking at the refrigerators. He goes, well, good choice. He goes, hey, just out of curiosity, you live in a house? You live in an apartment? It's an apartment. So he knows, okay, you're not looking for something permanent per se. You know, well, if you live in an apartment, they would probably already have your refrigerator. But, you know, the point is, he's going to figure out some things about you that guide him as to where things are. Then when he finally gets you in front of the refrigerators, to keep using my broken analogy, but when he finally gets you in front of the refrigerators, he's going to say, yeah, so, you know, what are your thoughts about it? He's going to show you the features and things. And he's going to say, well, you know, you've got these, Kevin, that have the double doors. And a lot of people like those because of this reason. You're going, yeah, it's a really, you know, it's that. Boy, I tell you, I love that. Because you only have to open the one side. And, you know, and then when it's all said and done, he's going to go, you know, I like your concept of the double door refrigerator. You know, the opening of the one side. You know, very good point. He's going to make you feel like you made the decision about it. Because he took you there based on something you said, but then he wants you to own it. And that's smart. That's what Trump does. And so this idea that, you know, he says it's embarrassing to watch. And then Cohen goes on to say this worship of the office or seeking to reinforce a gratification experienced by the president, I think it's certainly not consistent with what I've known and come to expect from a president. What is this fool? Look, I don't know what Clinton did. Clinton, probably one of those guys that just went, hey, you know, good to see you. I'm glad you guys are here. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But I can tell you, if you don't think for one second that Barack Obama wanted nothing but complete and unfettered adoration for him, are you out of your mind? This dude was the biggest narcissist on the planet. He goes, Trump's cabinet went around the room in June praising Trump. Although he says, noted Defense Secretary Jim Mattis seemed to avoid doing that at the time. To his credit, I saw Secretary Mattis indicate he was honored to be able to represent the men and women serving in the uniform. I thought that was the appropriate tone to take. Good for him. Yeah, good for him to be honored to serve. So, look, I don't care if I was sitting with Donald Trump and I'd be like, you know what, President Trump, I got to tell you, I love the things that you're implementing. I'm sure we're going to disagree on policy from time to time, but I got to tell you, so far, I'm having a great time. What's wrong with that? Just imagine if the left, we're talking about Barack Obama in that vein, you know these suckers would be all, yeah, man, he's amazing. He was the best thing. I'm not going to go back and do the research, but I can guarantee you all they talked about was how glowing he was. I remember them fawning over the what he was going to eat one day. Barack Obama had a hot dog, and you would think he had negotiated world peace. It was crazy how the media was all over it. He ate a hot dog. It was so fun to watch. I mean, God, he's amazing to watch. He's just so cool. God, people are strange. We'll be back, folks. Bye-bye.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Mike Ditka is under fire. That's right. He is... First of all, Ditka comes out and he says these guys shouldn't be taking a knee. He's old school. And you know my stance. I agree. You're gonna protest what? You're gonna protest all the opportunity that I've witnessed in my few decades on this earth, watching black folks excel? The only enemy of black people are black people. That's the truth. If you were to take all these guys that are kneeling and you say, put a gun in there and say, tell me the truth, shh, who's your real enemy? They'll go, my family, man, don't shoot me, please. They'd be like Michael Bennett at the casino, ducking behind slot machines, trying not to get hit. I'm too pretty. I make too much money. I don't want to get shot. You know, that may be why they don't pay cops a lot. If you made a lot of money as a cop, you wouldn't want it. I mean, not that anybody wants to get shot, but you wouldn't run into harm's way knowing you just bought a new boat. You know, shoot, you just got that $500,000 house in the gated community, you know, or in L.A., the $5 million house in the gated community. Well, $5 million may not even get you gated there. But, yeah, Dick is under fire. And, you know, it's funny. The left, they love to have somebody to go after. So Dick's comment was, in case you missed it, and this happened, unfortunately, after the show yesterday, but he made this comment. He said, you know, that blacks haven't seen oppression for 100 years or something like that. Now, he means it as a figure of speech. He means, like, they haven't seen oppression in a long time, in decades, in millennia, or whatever. Because he's, in terms of the lifespan of things, blacks haven't seen oppression. Black people act like, oh my, swing low. There ain't no swing low. We haven't seen oppression. All the oppression is made up. Look, I'm just pulling the curtain back. Everybody, Kevin, why, man, you can't believe, there are white folks listening to me right now that call themselves conservatives. Kevin, surely you can understand that there's been oppression. Yeah, when? Since when? What's the oppression? Oh, Kevin, can you go and sit in a counter where it says whites and blacks, you know, whites here, blacks here? I haven't been to a restaurant in my many, many, many years on this planet. I know of it. I know that at some point there was a white water fountain and a black water fountain. I know of it. And it may have even existed when I was a baby. But by the time I had my formative years, man, most people didn't care about color. And I can guarantee you, by the time I was 30 years old, it was over. Let me put it this way. In the late 1980s, the 1990s, if you were still talking about race, you were a relic, a throwback. You might as well put on your old Afro wig, your dashiki, your platform heels, and start dancing to the boogaloo, the disco. Because you were a freak. Practically a fraud. Nobody could believe anything. Whatever they're saying is happening, it's gone. It's been gone. It's long gone. And I don't need Barack Obama to prove it. I can prove it with many other things leading up to that. No segregation. You can live anywhere you want. There's no, you know, jobs that blacks can't do. There's no government programs. In fact, being honest about it, blacks have gotten over in terms of what we could, in terms of what the government gave us in that period. And I'm not going to rationalize it one way or the other. If somebody, people think that that was deserved and we needed it, okay, great. If some people say, you know what, we could have just done it on our own, it doesn't matter. But here's what I can tell you. We had every advantage and still have a lot of them. And you know what we've done is black folks. I'm not talking to you white people right now. As black folks, we squandered it. We completely squandered it. We wasted our chit on Barack Obama. When it was time to call in the chips, we went, send in Barack. He'll do it. He'll make us look good. And you know what Barack Obama did? He embarrassed us. He's a buffoon. He's a clown. He's a moron. And he essentially put these other morons on steroids, the Congressional Black Circus clowns, the NAACP, all of them. He put them on steroids. Yeah, what y'all were talking about is legit. Racial instance in America. It don't matter that I'm president. I still see it. You see it out there. All you got to do, just go look. It's everywhere. Look at it. It's in education. It's in the movies. It's, you know, it's in jobs. Yeah, where are it in jobs? There's no discrimination in jobs. In fact, let me tell you why. Jemele Hill hasn't been fired. ESPN. Very simple. ESPN hired a black chick, and they can't get rid of her now. This is why the people don't want to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. This is why HR directors are like, oh, and company owners are going, geez, do we have to hire this black person? That's why they do it. Because Jemele Hill, look, in 2008, this chick said of the Boston Celtics, now she's writing about this, she's a writer for ESPN at the time. She says that cheering for the Boston Celtics would be like making Hitler into a victim. Now, I don't know how sports somehow invoked Nazism in Hitler, but she managed to fit it in there. ESPN knew exactly in that moment what they hired. They hired her in like 2006 as a writer. She told them all about herself in that one statement. And what has she done since then? She's criticized Donald Trump for saying, respect the flag. What's wrong with that? If you boil it down to what Donald Trump said, and you just say, what did the man say? He said, respect the flag, respect the anthem, respect the country. Now, if Barack Obama said that, she wouldn't be mad at him saying it, but you know what? She would be mad at him saying, respect the country. She'd be mad at that, but she wouldn't say anything. She'd be like, you know, it ain't like America's done a whole lot for black people, but our president has said this, so I'm going to do it. And if he had said, get off your knees, which he wouldn't have, then she would be, it would be cool. It would be okay. Everybody would go, well, the president, you know, he asked us to get off our knees and let him handle things. We don't give the brother a chance. But why are you on your knees? Because you gave the brother a chance. There you go. See, it wasn't that hard. That wasn't that hard. Oh, that wasn't that hard. Yeah, come on. This is the stuff that bugs me about people. Man, this was a no-brainer. A no-brainer. Anyway, Ditka says we haven't seen that kind of oppression for 100 years. What are you talking about?
Hey, look at him, man. Let him go back to the 1917 and see what it was like to be a black man.
That's not what he's talking about. They know that. They know that. And Ditka, God bless him. Yeah, I hope he doesn't take it back. I hope he says, nobody signs my checks except Mike Ditka. And I hope he says, I don't give a crap what y'all think. You know, you know what I meant. You're not oppressed. So stop acting like you're oppressed. Sick of it. And he should be. I'm sick of it. That's some dude, some black guy write to me, you know, and talking about, I'm 50 years old, I've seen oppression and all this other stuff. And I was like, shut up. Shut your monkey head up. Nobody cares about your perceived ideas of oppression. Leave the city, fool. If the oppression is occurring, it's Democrats oppressing you. Go out in the country and meet some good rural folk that'll tell you, hey, what's going on? Have a beer with you. Want to have just a chit-chat, knucklehead.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling miniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. And you know what I pride myself on more than anything in terms of doing this show is really and truly having a research team that goes out and finds these stories that showcase leftism at its finest. And that's not very good. There's no good that comes out of leftism. It's sad to say. And so we find this story, and you've all heard about this, of course, these kids that die in cars. And I can't even imagine as a parent that you, you know, and it's a tragedy, right? Because it does happen. I can't imagine a parent who legitimately leaves their kid in a car, hot car, for whatever reason, and forgets and then comes out and finds out that their kid has died and that... In the Texas heat, which is where I grew up, it wouldn't take very long. And I couldn't imagine how a person would feel because I know how hot it gets in the car. So I get all the tragedy of it. But what I don't understand is who does it. If you said to me, Kevin, a parent left their child in the car, leaves their child in the car one out of a million times, I'd go, okay, it's believable. You're busy, you're rushed, you're, you know, something happens. And, you know, you do something and leaves a child in the car and the car die and the child dies. The car may survive, but the child dies. One in a million. That's one of those very rare circumstances of things. I think most of you would agree with me. That's pretty rare. The only way you don't leave your car, your child in a car, is if you're a crackhead. I mean, if you leave your child in the car in the hot sun, is if you're a crackhead. Now, I've heard of women, you know, who are single moms, got to run into the convenience store to pay a bill or run up to the cable company, whatever it may be. And so they will leave the car, you know, child in the car running, and somebody takes off with the car. That happens. I've seen them leave the car, people in the car, and nothing happened. It's not a good tactic. It's not good. I wouldn't call it a process I would recommend all the time or at all, but I do understand it because single moms are struggling and they do things like that. Now, I will tell you, a responsible mother would never do it. And I get it. People go, well, the child was sleeping and I didn't want to wake them up because they had just got to sleep. Trust me. You take them out of the car. You go do what you do. Put them back in the seat. Start the car going again. They're going to go to sleep. So you're not going to make a rational discussion for me to go, oh, yeah, there's a reason why you didn't take your kid in. it was cold, it was this, it was that. I understand all. I got all the excuses. I raised four sons. I've been there. Mom's been there. You take the kid. Can't protect them from everything, but there are certain things you can't. And I've seen, you've seen the stories where some guy carjacks a car, somebody went out to go use the, but whatever. I'm dating myself now. And, somebody steals a car, boop, boop, that's it. Kidnaps kid, not by accident, but, you know, there you go. But this story, and even Bill Maher, and I can't stand this dude, he's a stooge, but he's right on this, and I want to play the clip of what he's talking about with respect to these idiots that want to pass legislation to deal with people leaving their kids in the car.
And finally, new rule, my dashboard doesn't need any more indicators. Is your seatbelt on? Are your tires inflated? Is your oil changed? Jeez, if I wanted to be nagged this much, I'd get married. And right now in Washington, Democrats have introduced federal legislation requiring car manufacturers to install a motion sensor that would remind drivers that they left their kid in the back seat. Really? It's called the Hot Cars Act because turnaround dip was too on the nose. But if someone's too high to remember their kid, you think they're going to see a little yellow light? There were over 17 million new cars sold in America last year. Are we really going to require them all to install sensors, the cost of which will be passed on to the consumer, to prevent something less likely than being struck by lightning? And should reminding you not to forget your baby really be Toyota's problem?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So it's one of those rare occasions where I believe I agree with Maher, but it's more that he agrees with me and agrees with us, right? We're the same people in these discussions. You know, practically every piece of legislation passed, everything that Democrats want to do, you know what they do? We could just save one life. I went through all of this, if we could just save one life, except when it applies to the things that they want. So, for example, illegal immigration. You'd say, you know what? These illegals are killing people. If stopping illegal immigration would just save one life, it doesn't work with them, right? But that's what they use all the time. So Bill Maher is on to something here. He's saying, you know what? We're over-legislating, guys. Look at all these indicators I have. There were probably, no exaggeration, 8 indicators. Check engine, check oil, check this, check that, whatever. It's like a... They don't want you to forget anything. You start your car, you head down the road. You know what happens now automatically? Your doors lock. Now, you go, well, that's kind of a cool feature. Sure. I could tell you it's a nice to have if you give a crap about it. I mean, I don't. I can lock my own door, but nope, automatic door lock. It's a convenience. It's kind of like when they take the money right out of your check so you don't have to, quote, pay your taxes when you choose to. It's a convenience. And then you know what you've done now over the years? You've been trained like a little SEAL. And you say, you know, you took a little more than you should have. Can I get that back in the form of me filing my taxes? And they go, sure. And so I love how people go, I just got a $5,000 refund. And I go, yeah, well, what could you have been doing with that money all year? You let the government hold $5,000 of yours, making money off of you, and what do you got to show for it? Nothing. But we're at a point now where leftists want you to believe that they're helping, and they are helping you into financial ruin. All of the things that are now on a car are, for the most part, they're now mandatory. So in other words, when a car manufacturer said, I'm going to put in an airbag, a seatbelt, everybody's, that's a good idea. A lot of people are, you know, getting jostled around in the event of, you know, just regular riding. So I'm going to put a seatbelt, and I'm only going to put it on your waist. I just need to keep you in your car. And somebody goes, you know, that if you're in a big wreck, that seatbelt will cut you in half. You need to have a shoulder harness. So then they go, okay, well, we'll require that the seatbelt now, you reach over your shoulder, you pull it down, click it into the thing. Now, you've got a shoulder harness and the middle midsection thing, right? And that's great. It's a better system. But should it be mandatory? No. Should it be that, you know what, if you don't want a great car, we could take a little bit of price out by not giving you that seatbelt. But no, now it's pretty standard to have that one. And I don't care. Makes the car a little safer. Makes people a little safer. Put it in there. But then they say, well, you know, it's not just the seatbelt. We also need this airbag. So now you got an airbag in there. I don't know what it costs. But, you know, probably a few hundred dollars, maybe $1,000. And then if it deploys, it costs you money to get it reset, recalibrated, blah, blah, blah. So they're protecting you by putting this thing in your car that if it does deploy, it's going to cost you money. But they're protecting you. So the government always feigns that it's going to give you something that it really isn't. Now, let's go back to this child thing, the hot seat law, hot car law. Who is this for? How many of these deaths? I realize they're all high profile, but I want to make a point. They're high profile, but they're still very rare. I'm talking infinitesimally rare. I was going to come up with a new word. Infinitesimally rare. But they want to now add an indicator, add a sensor. So the car manufacturers have to go back and look at, all right, you know, we got to have an indicator. And they put it in there and it costs you another $1,000 for something you will never use because you're not a crackhead. You're never going to need that. Only a crackhead parent would need something like that, but that's okay. The left are crackhead parents telling you, you need to be a crackhead parent. They can't make sense of it. That you would dare take your car out without a sensor. And what's interesting is, when you look at these so-called, these things that get added to cars, over time they will become entitlements. They'll become mandatory. The car manufacturers are figuring out a way to make their cars safer, to make them run more efficiently, etc. And the government chimes in and acts like it's doing you a favor by taxing something else or mandating something else because that's what they do. I want to play the second half of this clip when we come back because it's even more telling. And it's sad that this is a state of America that we've gotten to where leftists want to tell, they want to micromanage down to the sensor in your car. What else do they want to know about you?
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. You can get our podcast 24/7 on demand. Hope you do. KJRadio.com. You want to call the show? 844-551-8255. So we were talking about Bill Maher and comments he made about this new legislation called hot car legislation that's being proposed by Democrats who are responding to the crisis of people leaving their kids in hot cars and killing them dead. And the Democrats say, we need a law for this because it'll prevent that. Let me tell you something. You need a law for bad parents. How about that? How about a law that prevents people from having children? Even maybe, I mean, we could go as far as we want, right? How about you cannot have sex with a person until you've been through parenting classes or something? I mean, why not? You got to get a fishing license, for goodness sakes. But you can have a baby with anybody you choose. And then what's funny, that's the rationalization that the left has for abortion. Well, look at these kids. I mean, they're going out there being reckless and doing things that they shouldn't be doing. Oh, you mean the ones that don't have good, what's that word? Wait a minute. I get it. Parents. That's it. Parents. Maybe it's because a lot of these kids don't have dads. See, here's what a dad says to his sons. Because I have 4 of them, and I've had the talk with 3 of them. And the talk was, you don't want to have children with somebody you don't want to be with. So until you've made that decision that this is the person you want to be with, you need to make sure that you are not doing things that would propagate children, that would make you guys have children. Promote it. Right? I mean, no offense, but I don't want to have a lot of different granddaughter, baby mama, grandbaby, granddaughter types, right? Or just significant others. Nor do I want to have grandbabies sprinkled all over the country. At the appropriate time, when I have grandbabies, I'd like for them to be with you and your family, and we're all visiting and, hanging together. But man, it's not the way it is today. I know people, y'all think I'm lying, but it's the truth. I know 30-year-old grandmothers, 30 years old. I don't know what the record is, but I know where it's been set. If it hasn't been set in the black community, I know where it's being challenged. Because, man, it's crazy to think. I mean, I'm not kidding you. When I saw a 30-year-old grandmother, the girl's like, I'm a grandmother. And she said it like with pride. 30-year-old grandma. Look, I get the timelines and all that are moved around. Back in the days when people lived to be 40, 30-year-old grandma was not unusual. But we're living longer. I mean, there are people I know that are into their 50s and are not grandparents. Some of them are late into their 40s and are not even parents. Because we're living longer. People are going, I got to figure things out, man. I'm stretching out that childhood a bit. Guy I know, he's a driver for a limo company. Drives me periodically. And he says, Kevin, I didn't get married till I was, I think he said 40 years old. Just had his baby. She's like 6. He's 47 or so. He's like, but I'm loving it. But he goes, I'm a bit old to be talking about more children. But, I love my daughter. We're just in school. And I was like, good for you, man. He's like, and to be honest with you, I was reckless. I was young. I didn't want to. He was a pilot. It's like, women are dime a dozen at that time. But he finally settled down. Good for him. Anyway, let's play this other Bill Maher clip. Because he goes on to talk about the left and how bad they are and why they can be, why we treat them, why we look at them like, look at you people. You people are crazy. Here's the reason.
Where does this stop? Chunks of toilet ice. Yes, I said it. Toilet ice. Fall out of the sky from airplanes all the time. That's going to kill some unlucky someday. Why not the Piss Ice Act, requiring all vehicle roofs to be reinforced to withstand a urine iceberg drop from 30,000 feet? Here in California, we make just about every business under the sun put up this sign that says, warning, detectable amounts of chemicals known to cause cancer may be found around this facility. No, we live in L.A. It's called air. Honolulu recently banned looking at your phone while crossing the street. But wait, what if I'm getting an important message like that I've left my baby in a hot car? And here's here's where someone always says, but if it saves one life, you know what? You could put kids in bubble wrap all day and it would save some, but would it be worth it? We're never going to get this down to zero until we get rid of kids altogether. And I keep signing the petition, but it never happens. Until then, all this will accomplish is to feed into the Republican message that Democrats don't want to help people. They just want to micromanage their lives. It makes people hate us. It makes me hate us.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. And I think that was the most profound piece of it, is that Bill Maher has figured out that he doesn't like who the Democrats are. He wants to pretend that this is like an anomaly. This is anecdotal. This is what they do, everybody. 844-551-8255 if you want to contact us. This is what Democrats do. They legislate from on high. They don't look at we all understand the human tragedy of somebody leaving their kid in a hot car. Horrible thing to do. But who does that? Crackhead Democrats. Responsible Republican and conservative people take care of their kids. You are accountable to, you know where they are. You're looking at, you got like the iPhone app tied to them. You got them chipped. You got all kinds of things to keep up with your kids. You are good parents. You're not the one sending them off to Hollywood so they can be molested like Corey and Corey. You're looking at everybody. Let me tell you something. My son, I don't care how good of a friend you are to me or whatever. I'd let you know. You do anything to my kid that he's going to talk. My kids are going to talk. They communicate with us. You do. If there's any impropriety whatsoever with my children, I will not involve the law. And I don't have to say that to my best friends because they know me. And they know I can bring my kids to Kevin's house and they are as safe as his own. He can bring his kids to my house. They are as safe as if they're under his care. End of story. Now you're out there. Oh, Kevin, you can never know. You should see how things work in my house. Isn't going to happen. My sons, number one, if you bother my sons, be careful, because they're going to hurt you. It's not going to be what you think. And they will already tell you, look, doesn't matter what you do to me, you are deader than disco when my dad's done with you. So it doesn't matter. But I want to go back to this legislation. Bill Maher recognizes that the idiot left are constantly legislating. That's what they do professionally. And he's saying, guys, you're giving these guys fodder. Look at our tax code and ask yourself, why does Donald Trump want to simplify it? You got your answer. Look at hot car legislation. It's all related. Look at what's in Obamacare. Ask yourself why we want to repeal it. It doesn't work. You want to know why? Because it's like hot car legislation. It applies to a very few who he claims it helps, and it isn't going to help. Let me ask you, do you honestly believe that a crackhead who's going to have a baby is going to have a car that has the latest and greatest gadgets? By the time a crackhead gets that car that would be the year 2020 model, it'll be 2040. That's when that person will have the car. And then the device that tracks the kid isn't even going to be working. Now let me ask you this, and you know what comes next. Mandatory operational of this or that. I'll give you an example. The middle light that like maybe in your window, the rear view light, mine wasn't working on my car, but my other brake lights are working. They would not pass my car as an inspection on that because that light wasn't working. To get that bulb replaced was like $300. Mom, you got to be kidding me. Because of the way they have to go into it. But they would not pass my car. I had to get that done. That's what's going to happen with this sensor.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.